The legislature's second attempt to set up the market and regulatory system for the retail sale of recreational marijuana is already doing better than its first. The House voted 112-34 today to pass a major rewrite of the law that voters approved nearly 2 years ago in a public referendum. Additional votes are needed, but the margin in the House suggests the votes are there to override a potential veto by Republican Governor Paul LePage. Now, some legal cannabis advocates warn that efforts to broaden political support for the proposal could have negative consequences. Steve Missler has more.
For independent representative Kent Ackley of Monmouth, the legislature's latest bid to create a legal market for cannabis could resolve what's been a 17-month legislative odyssey, marked by fits, starts, and so far, failure.
My hope is that every member in this body can go home at the end of this session with the ability to tell the voters in each of our districts that we finished the job that they started in November of 2016.
Ackley is part of the special committee that has spent more than a year attempting to create guidelines for the recreational market. Everything from determining who gets a license and setting tax rates to establishing labeling standards on packaging. The resulting bill, the committee's second, makes sweeping changes to the marijuana law voters ratified in 2016. It keeps the 10% retail sales tax, but adds an excise tax on wholesale transactions, a 20% effective rate that analysts predict could bring in over $16 million during the first full year of sales. It cuts in half the number of flowering plants a Maine adult can cultivate for personal use, from 6 plants to 3. It also eliminates cannabis social clubs, while also requiring cities and towns to take affirmative action to allow cultivation, wholesaling, and retail operations. And it includes significant modifications to last year's proposal, which also attempted to rewrite the voter-approved law, but ultimately failed after it was vetoed by the governor. Unlike last year's bill, there's no longer a provision that would have shared tax revenue with cities and towns, leaving some to question the viability of the legal market if most municipalities opt out with no financial incentive to participate. But those changes helped win over Republicans, like Assistant Minority Leader Ellie Espling of New Gloucester. Espling, like others in her caucus, oppose legal marijuana, but they also want strict regulations if it's going to be legal under state law.
I need this to be as strict and stringent as possible. I need real protections in this for my family. And I think Mainers are asking for that.
Espling was among over 50 Republicans who supported the bill on Tuesday. Only 4 voted for the last proposal. But the effort to court support from the GOP and bring closure to the tortured regulatory overhaul process has left some legal cannabis supporters worried.
My name is Susan Meehan. I live in Augusta, Maine. And I moved to Maine in 2013 for my daughter, Cindy May, to have access to the medical marijuana program.
Meehan moved to Maine from Connecticut because her daughter suffered from a rare form of epilepsy. Meehan's daughter died 2 years ago, but she says medical cannabis did for Cindy May what over 20 anti-epileptic drugs could not, controlled her seizures without the unresponsiveness and detachment caused by pharmaceuticals. But now Meehan and the group Maine Children for Cannabis Therapy worry about a provision in the recreational cannabis bill that moves oversight of the medical program to the agency that regulates alcohol sales. Meehan says states like Oregon have made similar moves, and it's affected the testing and availability for the highly specialized cannabis her daughter once needed.
Because they're not growing specifically to meet the needs of Kaylee or of Mitchell or of Danyon. They're growing to meet the recreational need and the high THC values that sell.
The medical marijuana oversight change was among several provisions that prompted no votes from longtime legal cannabis lawmakers like Representative Craig Hickman, a Democrat from Winthrop. During the floor debate, Hickman cited a slew of legal cannabis regulations that he supports.
And because I stand in support of all of those things and many more, I stand in opposition to the pending motion.
But for now, Hickman is among the minority of lawmakers who oppose the bill. It now moves to the Senate, which is expected to approve it. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.